from Washington, this is VOA News. Officials meet in hopes of reaching an agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Skirmishes in Nigeria's southern Delta state create future worries. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. British, French, and Iranian leaders joined U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Vienna Friday to see if a compromise might be reached over Iran's nuclear program. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said if Iran shows flexibility, the international team is ready to do the same.
We've had a series of useful discussions. As I said earlier, these are very complex issues, and there's still a very significant gap between the parties. We're all going to go away and have further technical discussions with our experts, and we will resume again over the course of the weekend.
A scuffle between lawmakers and police outside Nigeria's National Assembly in the Southern Delta State Thursday made headlines across Nigeria. Civil society members and voters are worried about what the skirmish could mean for next year's presidential election. Chris Stein reports from the capital, Abuja.
It was a shocking sight for many Nigerians. Television footage showed lawmakers climbing the gates of the National Assembly as police tried to keep them out. Security forces eventually fired tear gas as parliamentarians made their way inside the complex. Less than 3 months before the February presidential polls, tensions are ramping up in Nigeria, as the showdown outside Parliament on Thursday made clear. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
U.S. President Barack Obama is in Las Vegas to rally public support for his executive order overhauling the country's immigration system. The president laid out his plan Thursday, which would lift the threat of deportation for millions of illegal aliens in a speech from the White House. There's more on this story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has filed a lawsuit against the administration of President Obama over his signature health care reform legislation. That legal action comes a day after the president announced he will stop the deportations of millions of undocumented immigrants by taking executive action. Friday morning, Republican House Speaker John Boehner expressed his anger over what he called the president's repeated abuse of his executive authority.
With this action, the president has chosen to deliberately sabotage any chance of enacting bipartisan reforms that he claims to seek. And as I told the president yesterday, he's damaging the presidency itself.
In a separate written statement, Boehner said the House is filing a lawsuit because the president has acted unilaterally several times to delay parts of the Affordable Care Act implementation without consulting Congress. The World Health Organization is reporting an outbreak of plague in Madagascar and warns that the disease could spread quickly in the country's capital. The UN agency said Friday that 119 cases of plague have been confirmed in the African island nation, with 40 deaths. Meanwhile, the WHO has declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The outbreak, unrelated to the one affecting West Africa, was centered in Congo's northwestern Equatorial province and killed at least 49 people. Residents of upstate New York, one of the nation's snowiest places, are trying to cope with a year's worth of snowfall over 3 days while bracing for the flooding that could come next. At least 13 people have died in the winter weather, most from cardiac arrest while shoveling snow or evacuating their homes. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has dissolved the lower house of parliament in preparation for an election expected on December 14th. Friday's action is seen as an attempt to strengthen support for Mr. Abe's government after the country surprisingly slipped into a recession at the end of the third quarter. As a result of the bad economy, Mr. Abe postponed an unpopular 10% sales tax hike until next October. The United Nations says Israeli, Palestinian, and UN officials have agreed on a deal that will facilitate the rebuilding of homes in the Gaza Strip. The UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East, Robert Seri, said on Friday some 25,000 homeowners in Gaza will be able to access materials to repair their damaged houses. A UN spokesperson said the Palestinian Government of National Consensus will make a separate announcement on the process to access building materials. In stocks in the U.S., well, numbers were up. The Dow Jones gained 81 points to finish at 17,800. S&P 500 and NASDAQ also were up. More on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.